Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Amy Faust and we're going to be talking about the Lusk Hills Fall Wine Festival. Good morning to you, Amy.
Good morning.
Amy, the wine industry has just really blossomed in Iowa, including Southwest Iowa. And one of those reasons is because of the things that the Western Iowa Grape Growers Association does, and one of those is this festival. So let's start out talking about when and where, what time, what all is happening.
Okay, yeah, we're excited to be a member of the Western Iowa Grape Growers Association, and we were selected to host this year's Fall Wine Festival, which is going to be held at our winery and vineyard, which is Sugar Clay Winery and Vineyard near Thurman, Iowa. And several member wineries will also be here that day. The day starts with a Lusk Hills wine competition. We're real excited. We've received several wine entries, and we'll have judging begin at 9 o'clock that day, judging in 13 different categories, including dry reds, dry whites, semi-sweet whites and reds, and we have dessert categories as well. And awards will be given later in the day for best of show red wine, best of show white wine, and best locally grown Midwest wine.
Okay, Amy, so when you talk about entries, there are entries from outside of this area. Is that correct?
Correct. We have entries from Nebraska and other neighboring states, as well as Iowa. And these are amateur winemakers.
Okay. No Napa, California wines here.
I don't believe so, no. Midwest wine.
That's good. We want to really focus in on that local wine production and what's been happening here. And as I understand that there have been some really good quality wines produced here, especially in Southwest Iowa.
Absolutely. I believe the members of the member wineries have all earned awards in various competitions, not only locally but throughout the United States. So that's something the industry can be really proud of.
Absolutely. And I know you've worked really hard to make that happen. Western Iowa Grape Growers Association helping to make all of that happen, as well as this Lusk Hills Fall Wine Festival. So I kind of got you off track on the schedule of events. Now, but at 9, when the wine judging starts, can the public come and watch, or do they get to taste, or what happens during the judging?
Yes, the public can come to watch, and the judging will take place from 9 until about noon. After the judging takes place, the festival really begins at 1 o'clock. So the doors open for the festival. And folks, as they enter the gate, will come into the kind of the winery and vineyard grounds, where they'll see various wineries. I think there'll be 6 of us all together, and folks can sample wines from all of those wineries. We will have hay rack rides kind of up and down the road going past the vineyard, and then we'll have a grape stomp beginning at 3 o'clock, and this is a really fun part of the festival. We have lots of family members and children come out. We have a child's competition as well as an adult's grape stomp competition.
Now, I have to interrupt you. I always think of, I love Lucy and her friend stomping in the grapes. Do you really take off your shoes and socks and just get in there?
You sure do. You go barefoot all the way, roll up your pants, and it takes teams of 2 compete against each other. So one person will stomp while the other collects the juice coming out of the barrel.
Ah.
And that person stomps for 1 minute, and then we switch so the other person, their team member, gets to jump in and do the stomping.
Okay, so this isn't just a let's get in there and stomp. This is a competition.
It is, and it's a fun competition. People really get into it. It's timed, and we have volunteers there collecting the juice and measuring the juice. We get real precise. And then eventually we hand out awards for first, second, and third place, so it's really fun.
What fun. And as you say, a family event there.
Absolutely.
Okay, and of course, any event, any festival has to include food.
That's right. Everyone that comes through The admission gate, their ticket includes dinner, and dinner will be served from 4:30 to 7. We will have some delicious pork feather bone ribs with green beans and cheesy potatoes, a roll with butter, and dessert.
Okay. Now, you mentioned when they come in the gate, there is a fee.
Right. There's a fee for Western Iowa Grape Grower members get in for $15 per person. People 21 and over are $30, but we will have a $10 winery customer coupon at the gate for all of those folks, so their cost will really be $20. And then anyone under 21 pays $10.
Okay, so to be part of the fun, if you're under 21, you can still come in and have a great time.
That's okay. Right. We have non-alcoholic beverages, and they can be part of the grape stomping. And we'll also have about 5 vendors selling different crafts, jewelry. We have the gal from...
Well, but the craft, that's an interesting part of it, I think, Amy, is to add something in addition to the wine, which, of course, it's the wine lovers who are going to come to this, I think. But it's nice to have some additional things, too.
Right.
Yeah. So then you're going to end up the evening or a part of that evening during dinner and award ceremony is the music.
Right. We're real excited to have back one of our favorite bands called Chasing Daylight. And they will provide music throughout the day, so it's real festive.
Ah.
And at 6 o'clock, it's a 5-person band, and they'll play their music starting at 6.
Okay. And then I see a little note here that there will be a free wine glass for the first 500 adults.
Right. And
okay.
That will have the festival logo on there, and the adults can use that glass to sample not only the winery wine that will be here, but some of the intrigue wine for the wine competition will be available for sampling.
Okay. So let's tell people again how to find Sugar Clay Winery, because that's where this is being held this year.
Right. Sugar Clay Winery's address is 1446 240th Avenue in Thurman, and our phone number is 712-628-2020. Our interstate exit is affected by the flood, so if folks would like to go to our website, they can get directions detoured off of I-29. Our website is sugarclaywinery.com.
Okay, and to find Thurman, you know, go to the website, as she said. You'll get out your map if you don't know where Thurman is and take a little look down in southwest Iowa. But a great day. Going to be a great weekend, Amy.
It looks to be beautiful. The weather
yes.
is going to be perfect. The hayrack ride will be real fun. We should also mention that the Western Iowa Grape Growers has a website with all of these details as well.
Okay.
And that is westerniowagrapegrowers.org.
Okay. I guess if you don't have a computer and have that capability, call a friend. They can look it up for you. So, again, that website, westerniowagrapegrowers.org. And yours, Amy, is?
sugarclaywinery.com.
Makes sense. Okay. And again, you can join the 2011 Lus Hills Fall Wine Festival. Get in lots of fun. Main events start at about noon or 1 o'clock. You can come a little earlier if you want, but that's when the main stuff for the public gets started.
That's correct. I want to remind everybody to bring their lawn chairs and blankets.
Okay.
It's an outdoor event, and
yep.
we hope you all can come.
Yeah, very good. We want to thank you very much, Amy Faust of Sugar Clay Winery, for visiting with us, and keep us up to date on all the things that are happening with the Western Iowa Grape Growers Association.
Okay, thank you very much.
Till next time, here's a thought. Ideas are like rabbits. You get a couple and learn how to handle them, and pretty soon you have a dozen.